And we want to call Jonathan Fritz up here. Guys, sit down real quick and let's just give a moment here for Reggie.
It ain't a quick moment. Listen, there's a lot of things that, like we said earlier, we've been trying to unite the churches. We're uniting the churches all over New England, not just in Springfield, not just in Greenfield, but all over New England, up and down the quarter. And this man here is the president of New England Alliance. And I tell you, Jonathan's been doing some amazing works out there, uniting. We talk about revival. We talking about doing things. But this man here has been really stepping up and getting it done. Jonathan Fritz from New England Alliance is here to tell you what we're going to be doing in the future from this church and from a lot of churches in this area. Thank you. Bring Jonathan Fritz.
Just stay up there. Hey guys, after Eddie, I was getting worried, and then our brother here came up, and man, I was like, man, I didn't take my extra caffeine pills today. But I figure you guys got enough adrenaline going right now. You're gonna be all right if we wait 10 minutes to lunch, right? We're gonna be good. All right. Let me just share a little bit. It's just been so great to get to know Reggie over the last few months, and I just really appreciate what he's doing here in Springfield. My name is Jonathan Fritz. I got my son Gabriel here with me. Gabe, wave. All right. So, I'm the coordinator for a group called the New England Alliance, and what we're seeking to do is to unite the body of Christ throughout New England. You know, Eddie mentioned John 17 a little earlier, and John 17, 20 to 26 speaks about Jesus' prayer for us to be one as the Father and Son are one, right? And I believe, just like my brother here shared, that when God says something, when Jesus says something, when he says it, he gets what he prays for, right? The Father is going to answer Jesus' prayer. And so if we look around and we see that reality doesn't look like the answer to that prayer, we're going to have to see reality shift. Amen? And we have an opportunity to be part of the answer to Jesus' prayer. Amen? So the New England Alliance is seeking to do that in New England, and we're also seeking to encourage movements of prayer, of worship, of revival, renewal, transformation, and of mission and evangelism all over the region. So that we can see our region transformed. And this last fall, we hosted this event up in Northfield. There was 10 days of prayer at this campus founded by D.L. Moody. 10 days of prayer, and then we had a major gathering called Restore and Revive. And I want to share a little bit about the backstory of that, and then I want to invite you all to come and join us this fall. So in 2006, I was just praying, and I felt like the Lord said, call 120 people to pray for 10 days leading up to Pentecost. And so I, you know, very mundane, went to bed. My wife was like, why were you up so late? She was pregnant, so you know how that is, you know. I was like, I think this time it was important, you know. Sometimes it's not. I think this time is important. So I was like, God, you got to send someone to help me. You got to send someone to help me. I didn't know where we'd do it. I didn't know where it would be. And there was a man out here in Western Massachusetts. I lived at the time near Boston. I'd never heard of Western Massachusetts. I didn't know there was a Springfield, right? You know how Boston is, right? But I did know about Jonathan Edwards and some of what he had done. So I did know a little bit about Western Massachusetts. And this man, David McCain, had been praying for the Northfield campus and for the legacy of D.L. Moody since 1986. So he'd been praying for 21 years at this point and just faithfully asking God, restore the legacy, restore the legacy. And as you all know, living here, we live in an area where there's been tremendous revivals and moves of God, right? And what happened in Northfield is one of them. It was where the student volunteer missions movement was birthed, the greatest missions movement in American history. In 1886, started in 1886 up there at the campus, where 100 young men committed themselves to go overseas as foreign missionaries. And in a generation, we had sent 20,000 out of that one movement. Do you know in 1886 that America had sent less than 2,000 missionaries in our entire history? And then in a generation, they sent 20,000. And that happened up here, 30 minutes away, is where that began. Is that amazing? So David knew his history. He was praying about this. He's like, God, would you do this? And one day he gets a newspaper, and the newspaper says there's going to be a camp, an American Idol camp, down the hill from Moody's grave. And David is really troubled. He says, God, it can't be not American Idol, not by Moody's grave. And then he prays this prayer. He says, God, and the camp is for 10 days long. And so he prays this prayer. God, could you do your own 10-day thing at Northfield on this campus? And 30 minutes later, he gets a call from a person he hasn't talked to in 6 years. And he says, hey, would you want to be part of a 10 days of prayer with this guy, Jonathan Frizz? And David says, you know, I even know where we're going to have it. I'm in. And so that's how I got exposed to Northfield and Moody. I didn't know anything. I didn't know Moody was from out here. I didn't know any of that. I was from Chicago. I was born in Chicago. I grew up in Missouri, so I knew Moody was from Chicago. But I didn't know about his history out here. And so we start moving forward, and just in faith, and God's moving, and people are getting involved. We're going to do 10 days of prayer based on Acts chapter 1 at Northfield. It's going to be amazing. God's going to move. We're a month out, and we get an email from the owners, and they say, hey, we actually don't want to do business with you. The deal's off. Man, I was crushed. I knew God wanted to do this thing here, and I was like, how can this be happening? And I was so upset. I'll be honest with you guys. I just fell asleep. If I'd had Eddie preaching to me beforehand, I wouldn't have fallen asleep. But it was just me, so I fell asleep. And I woke up, and when I woke up, I sensed the presence of God. And I was like, oh, the Lord's here. I was like, that's a good nap, right? When you wake up and you're like, and I wrote them a really humble reply. And I heard back immediately almost. And I said, you know what? Now we understand you better. We trust you more. Yeah, you can come. And I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Come on. And then shortly after that, they emailed me. They say, hey, one of our staff people wants you to see this. I'm like, okay, what's this? I open up the attachment. The attachment is an invitation to Northfield from 1880. I'm like, huh, this is cool. It's written by D.L. Moody himself. Wow. So I read it. It's an invitation to 10 days of prayer based on Acts chapter 1 from D.L. Moody. And I said to David, I said, I think we're onto something here. It turns out they founded the campus and dedicated the campus by doing 10 days of prayer. It was their first summer conference. And God, 2 years after the campus had closed, God had brought us to do the very same thing they did when they founded it. And I mentioned that just to say that that was over 10 years ago now. And God has had me and my family on a journey to renew, to restore and revive that campus. And I believe that campus is meant to be a gift to the church in New England and to the nations of the earth. So we can see movements sparked here in Massachusetts and New England again, like what happened back then. Amen? I believe there's a destiny on our region to be a birthing place for revival movements, which is one of the reasons the enemy has targeted us so hard. But I believe God is in a season of renewing that. And there's been so much prayer. And so this fall, we're going to have from September 9th to 19th, 10 days of prayer. How many of you guys have ever done a polar plunge or something like that? You know, right? How many of you know, like, the guys, when they get the polar plunge, they don't just, like, stick a toe in the water? You know, it's like, oh, I know, the best strategy is real gradual, like, just a little bit at a time. They dive in, right? Because if you don't get in, you're never going to get in, right? And I think prayer is like that. Sometimes people are like, well, just pray 5 minutes a day and then pray 10 minutes a day. I think pray 10 days, just dive in, and then never be the same afterwards, right? And so I want to invite you. We're going to have 10 days of prayer, September 9th to 19th. We're inviting people around the globe, really, to clear their schedules, to take vacation time, and seek God the way that the apostles did in the upper room. So we're looking to create a global upper room during that time. Last year, we had 35 cities engaging with this. around the world. And so we're hoping to see more this year. And we're going to have it at Northfield. We want to invite you to just come there, take a retreat, clear your schedule, and let's seek the Lord together. God is going to move powerfully. And then after that, from September 20th to 23rd, we're going to have a Restore and Revive conference where we call the church in New England together for a convocation. This last year was so powerful. There was a night, I swear it was like we were in a dream. It was just the presence of God was moving so powerfully. I didn't know what was happening. I was just wrecked. And, you kind of dreamlike. And then this guy comes up and I'm like, what is he doing? And we've already taken an offering. He's got money in his hand and he like spikes it on the ground like it's Gronk spiking a football. I'm like, what was that? That was weird. But I'm kind of, I'm kind of in a dream. So, in a dream, weird things happen, right? So before I know it, all these other people come up and are throwing money on the ground, just spontaneously. No one took an offering. People just come up and start throwing money on the ground. The second offering was bigger than the first one. Just a spontaneous overflow of the hearts of the people. It was amazing. It was incredible. And we're going to see a similar thing happen this fall, not with the money. I mean, I hope maybe that was kind of cool, but God's already done that once. Who knows what he's going to do next time? But we're going to see just a similar atmosphere, I believe, where God is going to begin to move powerfully in our New England region. So I just want to get that out there for you all to save the date. And just to encourage you, God is moving in our region. As I travel all over the region, I've never seen such an expectation for God to move and such evidence of what he's already doing as I have now. So, Father, we just want to thank you so much. Lord, I thank you for this group of men just aiming to live intentionally before you and for you. Father, we just bless them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in New England. Lord, we pray, let us be a part and show us what our role is to play, Lord, in the great things that you're doing in our region. Lord, things even greater, Lord, we dare to believe just because of your nature, Lord, that they're even greater than things that we've read about or heard about. Because, Lord, you're the God that always saves the best for last. And so, Father, we thank you for that. Show us our role, Lord. And then we thank you for this food that we're about to eat as well. Would you bless it to our bodies? In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Yeah, no, thanks. Give Jonathan Rich a...
Jonathan Fritz. I'm inspired by what's going on up there. Those of you who didn't go to our retreat, I was just blown away by that facility. It exceeded my expectations by unbelievable amounts. There's an amazing move of God happening right in there. And I'm telling you what, we need to support what they're doing. We have Brad Martin out of this church as part of their board, and Reggie Cole is also on their board. We see what's happening up there, and we want to be part of it. It's an amazing move of God. We talk about an intentional man with another intentional man for an intentional movement. That could start right here and build up there. We're going to be going up there. Reggie's going to be announcing some other events that we're going to be doing up there, but we want to support what's happening there. That's what we want to do, all right? So in Jesus' name, let's all get up. Let's go get some grub. We've got pulled pork down there, right down in the gym. Please, we'll let you know what time you got to get back in here. We're going to start rallying you back.